This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, Friday. You're such a party. Pink Pony Club. Bob's Movie Club. It's all good. It's all happening here because we've got good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Friday. You look so pretty. Want a kiss?
Listen to this.
Okay.
This is from Traitor Danielle.
Oh, Traitor Danielle. Danielle Reyes from Big Brother fame and Traitor.
Vinny, food is better than sex. The taste, the swallow, the fullness of the belly.
Swallow. Yes, oh, the belly.
I'd rather hear her saying this.
Yeah, I'm sure you would.
Can you say it slower?
How about we just actually get Danielle to say it? I mean,
Danielle, can you call in and say stuff about food real quick? Or maybe Maddie, you're a food fan. Let's hear some sexy food talk.
I just want to grab that bagel and smear cream cheese all over it.
Mm-hmm.
To get down into the cracks.
What kind of bagel?
I want an everything bagel because I want all of it, baby. All of it. All at once.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Did you love that?
It's not working. Because
you asked for it.
I did ask for it.
You asked for that and you got it.
I can tell it's a mistake like right off the bat. I was like, oh no, this is not.
Thought it was gold.
I was
really into it. She had my eyes closed and everything.
No, I did. It was part of the problem for me.
I tried to take my headphones off so that I couldn't hear it, but then I forgot he was in the room with me.
Right, and then you can still hear it.
Fun.
Outside Lands, single day tickets. Shall we?
Ah.
Let's give a pair away right now. The word is rockstar. This is your code word this hour. All one word, R-O-C-K-S-T-A-R, rockstar. Text ROCKSTAR to the contest line, which is 20357. And then that's it. You're in the running for Pick Your Day tickets to Outside Lands. The word is ROCKSTAR. If you text that to us at 20357, you can pick from Friday's lineup, which features Doja Cat, Saturday's, which features Gracie Abrams and Hozier on Sunday, and 1,000 other bands and other stages. And you'll be roaming all over Golden Gate Park on the day of your choosing, August 8th through 10th, courtesy of Another Planet. This hour's code word is Rockstar. And today's last day for this. So Mason has you at 12:05 and Jin's got you every hour on the O5s during her show, 3, 4, 5, and 6 o'clock tonight. Friday. It's Friday. It'd be such a fun thing to win on a Friday, knowing that you're going to get to go to Outside Lands. It's all settled. It's all set. So if you were going to make a product that used your bath water as the water in the product, would you make sure that you were like super dirty when you got into the water? Like you're going to bathe. So you get in, I guess I'm assuming there's some bubble bath happening and all the things that are fun about having a bath and you scrub, you do a little scrubby dub on all your parts. And maybe you worked out, right? Maybe you're like sweaty. You get in the bathtub. And
you know how there are like fetishes of all kinds. So I'm curious, is the dirty bath water some kind of fetish? Like some,
it must be, because
some gay guy wants, you know, another man's dirty bath water all over him. I can't imagine a lady wants that. Although ladies were the stars of Two Girls and One Cup and they did that. And that was like humanity bottoming out.
Yeah.
So I take it back. Yeah, women are gross too.
Yeah. This is, I'm gonna say this is mostly for men. And it's men scented. So it looks like
men scented.
It's, well, you know, it's like a,
what is that? Scented farts and beer.
No. I don't think they sell cologne that's scent. Maybe they do sell farts and beer scent cologne. There's a company called Dr. Squatch.
Oh, I know that company.
They have come up on this show before. I can't remember what we were talking about with them, but they're trying to be creative and they have some fun packaging and they've done some fun little co-promotes with other people. Like I saw one with Mr. T. Like, I don't know what
they advertise
smelled
on
like.
ESPN
okay.
all the time.
So they do seem to be dude soap. And they just got a bathtub full of Sydney Sweeney's bath water. And they made a batch of soap out of it. And it was, so I went over to the Instagram post that they put up, and she's adorable. There she is. She's looking like she's, they've photoshopped her into a, like a Mediterranean scene with, and there's some mountains and clouds, and then she's in a bathtub near columns. And, but she's holding up a thing of her soap, and it's her. She's in the bathtub. I don't know if, maybe that's the bath water that they used. I have no idea. But it's, the comments are so funny. It's, I like this soap, but I love my girlfriend more. Are you effing kidding me? This is the real thing. Disgusting. That's from a girl, by the way. I'm ashamed of myself for being in this comment section. Damn, this company went downhill. They'll literally do anything for promotions nowadays. Crazy fall off, which, by the way, then I look down. I'm like, no, they do all kinds of hookups with other celebrities. It's all kinds of stuff. Anyway, people are just also feeling really guilty about how much they want to use this soap that smells like Sydney Sweeney. It actually doesn't smell like her. So the bar is called Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, and it smells like, oh, there it is up there. Yeah. She's, we've got the man. Oh my God. She's so buxom. I'm going to look away from that. The bar is called Sydney's Bathwater Bliss, and it smells of pine, Douglas fir, earthy moss. It smells like morning wood is what they've got on the cover. Hilariously okay. enough. Sydney says, when we're at the Dr. Squash shoot, sorry, I mispronounced that. Let me try again. I was so excited about it. When we were at the Dr. Squash suit.
What?
Dr. Squatch. When we were at the Dr. Squash shoot, they had a tub for me. And I actually got in there and I took some soap and we had a nice little bath and they took the water. So it's my real bath water. So
All right. She
probably wasn't filthy when she got in there. I'm sure that's what people, well, she should be like, well, I was outside, I was working out so hard and everything. Like
you misled us when you said that Vinny, you know.
If you were going to make a product, wouldn't you think that people would want you to be like sweaty and gross when you got in the tub that was going to have the water that they were going to use in the product?
If it's a hot chick, yes. If it's a dude, no. Like Sydney Sweeney's the perfect person to have bathed. And then turn that into something. Guys will be like, oh, yeah, that's
I'll
awesome.
Get that. Never use it. Don't ever touch it. It's mine. I'm going to look at it. Yeah, she looks delightful in these pictures, actually. So she says, I want it. She says she picked the scent for it. I wanted it to lean toward my home roots. So there's this really like outdoorsy scent of like pine and earthy moss and fir. So it smells super manly. But then there's some city bathwater mixed in. She was born in Spokane, Washington. Spent a lot of her childhood in northern Idaho. So it smells like that. She's very much aware of her sex appeal. Fans always joke about wanting my bathwater. I was like, this is just such a cool way to have a conversation with the audience and give them what they want. But then also hopefully encourage them to take care of themselves in a healthy way. Get clean, boys. You know you want to.
I think most guys, if they're into a lady, they enjoy her scent for sure.
So there isn't going to be that much of this stuff. In fact, they're doing a lottery right now for 100 bars of it. So, and I don't know how much water it takes to make a bar of soap, but there's a finite amount in a bathtub. And it doesn't look like a huge bathtub either. It's kind of a regular size bathtub. It's deep. It's a nice deep bathtub, but it isn't like a giant jacuzzi tub or anything. So right now, if you know about Dr. Squatch, you can find it on Instagram. You can get into the running for this lottery of these 100 bars. And then as of June 6th, perfect for fathers. If you have a father who is like totally perving on Sydney Sweeney, this is perfect for that dad. And but it's $8 a bar and it's very, very limited. So that'll sell out immediately. Because it's me, you guys. Please. Everybody wants a little bit of me. Right? You're right. I can't even argue with you. Okay. This. So, Diddy.
Did you just say this? Oh, it's Diddy. Okay. Yeah. I'm like, what do you mean? This.
This. Diddy's freak off hotel rooms were covered in menstrual blood, candle wax, broken glass, and more. They put an ex-assistant of his up on the stand. And
did you all hear that? Hotels. Go on. Tell everyone what was in there.
Menstrual blood, candle wax, and broken glass.
They clean it.
Yeah, they clean it. Don't worry.
You're right. They
probably
do clean
they
it.
Like steam clean it. I mean,
they probably do an amazing job.
Wax,
that's
how would they
you're
even
right.
Get the candle wax out of there.
Vinny, have you ever gone in with a black light before you got in?
I haven't.
What
no.
What are you doing? But, why would you suggest that to him?
I
who would want to know?
My preference is to sleep at my house in my bed. And there are lots of things. I have all these walls built up around me. And since I've gotten a partner and a family, there are tons of ways that I have said, I will figure out how to make that work so we can go do things together that bother me or drive me crazy. And so all the fun everyone makes of me bringing my own blankets or whatever, that is me trying to go do stuff so my wife doesn't go, I can't take it anymore. I'm leaving you.
Oh.
That is why I'm going to do, I don't plan that stuff and think, I know I'll make a big plan and then carry everything with me. It's usually everyone wants to go do something and I go, oh.
I got to carry a whole extra suitcase with all my cleaning supplies.
Are saving my marriage.
Yes. Thank you for finally realizing.
All right, I got it.
I'd be worried about like picking up bed bugs with my own sheets and bringing them
don't,
home.
Don't
put that in his head.
What?
Don't.
I hope
never
do
leave
that
the, he will never leave the house now.
You're right. My
thank
bad.
You. That you never, were saying?
Diddy's freak off hotel rooms.
Oh, yes.
Were covered. Oh, yeah. Back to him pointing at us.
Covered in junk.
Covered in all kinds of stuff. There's an ex-assistant who is going by the name Mia, and they are even in the renditions from the courthouse artwork that they released, because there are no cameras in the courthouse. They are blanking her face out. They've drawn her hair, and so she looks like she's a white lady with blonde hair and long bangs that frame her the sides of her face, and her hair's up, but her face is just completely blanked out in this drawing.
Okay.
So, but she's gone on and on, and I've got a bunch of stuff about her, actually. So she's using the pseudonym Mia. She's like weirdly the most attractive person with no face I've ever seen. Do you have any... Like, I was staring at her for a while. There she is. There she is. She's up there. No face.
That's not attractive. Stop it.
Come on. It's kind of like if you like ghost ladies with no face. It's kind of cool. Anyway, this woman worked as Diddy's assistant for several years, and she testified about the horrific conditions in which he would leave his hotel rooms after freak-offs. And so much more, and most of it abuse and horror. Cause that's kind of the theme over there. Again, to Vinny's point, I don't know how they relate all this stuff back to the things he's actually being charged with in this. Like, I think it's all been decided. He seems like a terrible person. The end.
She's
like,
cooperating. Cassie's story.
She is. And actually,
that's why
one of the
she's
things
important.
That she had to say was that they decided they were going to sneak over. She and Cassie were friends and they were hanging together while she was. So Cassie is the girlfriend of Diddy. And she's the one who was in the hallway videotape of a lady getting the kicked out of her. And then so she was the assistant to Diddy at the time. And there was a party at Prince's place. And they decided, oh, we're going to go to this. We want to go, but we have to sneak out to do it because Diddy said no.
In Minneapolis?
It wasn't
or,
there, just oh, wherever okay, he was. Wherever I think was. It was in LA or, you know, he was having a party somewhere.
Okay.
Maybe it was in Minneapolis. I don't really
know. No,
say
he
this.
Does what you're saying. I've heard he's rented out places and then redecorated them because he needs them to be princey.
Right.
But then he throws parties in them.
So basically, she's saying that the night before the party, Diddy said, you got to stay with Cassie. So Mia has to stay with Cassie, and he was going to be at his house with his kids. And she hears about Prince's party, and she and Cassie debate whether or not they should sneak out, and they decide they're going to do it. And then they, without his permission, went to this thing. Without his permission, they went to Prince's party, and Diddy was there. He had said he was going to be home with his kids, but no, he went to the Diddy party. And that's when he started beating the out of Cassie at that party. And Prince's security team went, no, you're not. And pulled them, and which she paid for later, apparently. But they
she paid as in once he got her alone, he beat her even more.
He was super mad. So apparently Mia and Cassie see Diddy at the party and they're like, oh, crap. And they turn to run out of there and they're outside and Cassie gets pulled down by Diddy. And that's when Prince's security's like, dude, get off that lady. Stop beating up the ladies. So that was just one of the reveals. There were like some. Here's some couple more takeaways. So Mia testified that Diddy raped her on multiple occasions during her 8 years working for him, including at his home, on his jet, and during lavish parties. He assaulted her in a private room during his own birthday bash. I guess this was his 40th birthday party, after demanding that she show gratitude. She also was assaulted on his private jet, where he said, you have no way to get away from me. Don't even fight me. She was a witness to a lot of Cassie's abuse. She claimed she saw Combs beat Cassie Ventura in the head with such force that she was bleeding. And she also saw him slam Cassie into a car windshield. She recalled Diddy laughing about having someone handle Kid Cudi's Porsche, which shortly afterward was firebombed in his driveway. During a staff dinner, Mia said Diddy threw a full plate of spaghetti in her face for bringing the wrong wine. She was once thrown into a pool fully clothed because she allegedly gave Diddy a disrespectful look. In another episode, he dumped an ice bucket over her head during a tantrum and then laughed about it in front of guests. She said she would, this is Mia, this is the anonymous 8 years of public, as a personal assistant during a lot of the Cassie years. Mia said she was slapped across the face during a staff meeting in front of others and then accused of being too sensitive when she had a reaction to it. And she said that she felt trapped and terrified, saying that quitting wasn't an option without facing retaliation, legal threats, or worse. So there you go. This guy just sounds great. Unfortunately, these really aren't the things he's being tried for right now.
I hope they have the link, the thing.
Right.
They jump from this credibility and who he is to, and here's what he did.
Right. That, and here are examples of racketeering. Reason.
Right, exactly.
Human trafficking.
I would hate to hear not guilty, but
I know.
So far I haven't heard anything that makes him guilty other than of being a horrible, horrible human being.
So this was like the third week of the trial. And it's supposed to last 8 weeks. So maybe they're just.
He's clearly a sicko.
He's just awful. And these people clearly feel trapped, because who has any of that happen to them and then goes back to work the next day?
Well, and it's who can maintain that kind of aggression. And I'm talking about him now. Like, I honestly, I can't imagine.
Like, he's a full on nightmare.
It's one thing for a grown man to be in a situation to defend himself or his family. And in that case, God knows what he might do to take care of the people around him. But to just always be that hair trigger away from snapping.
You looked at me disrespectfully.
And kicking the crap out of someone, even in party settings. Even in, that's another thing. In front of other people too. Like,
he chases her out of this party and proceeds to start wailing on her. And like, another dude's security detail has to go, that can't happen here.
I realize a bunch of people out there, you know, are probably saying this fits that sort of psychosis or, you know,
yes,
sociopath or whatever, you know, psychotic, whatever it is. But man,
I know, it's really hard to kind of reconcile a human with this. Like, you're right. People do snap. There are times when people have reached their limit, or like you said, their family's under attack, they're under duress, something is happening, and they find themselves dipping into a well that they barely knew was there. It's like, this guy just swims in that well. He's a hair trigger away from murdering somebody. And the freak-off thing is so...
Well, and this is interesting. I'm sure there's people who are actually studying this because it's a real, I hate to say head case. I can't think of any other way to describe it. But the idea that he could be at the Academy Awards up in front of people. I know how to behave. Watch me.
Right.
And yet this is also what he's capable of.
Right.
In as soon as the, you know, cameras are off or whatever.
It's like it's a perfect storm too. He's really famous, really well connected, really rich, and really psychotic. Mm-hmm. Like he's able to, like you said, I can't remember, wasn't he at an awards show and then they were back at the hotel when the whole Cassie thing happened?
Yeah, that's right.
And so you're right. He was on stage going, yeah, you know, I'm cool. And I've, you know, it's all about the music, man. It's about the heart, the soul, whatever. Yeah, come on. And then he's beating the out of some lady later.
Well, he's the guy.
Many other
isn't
things.
He the guy who came out after Will Smith hit Chris Rock? And he comes out and he's like, we're going to handle this like a family. This is going to be okay.
Yeah,
and I'm sitting there thinking, who are you?
Yeah.
And this was before he was arrested, but like, where do you get off walking out and telling us all it's going to be fine? He thinks he's important enough to do. I got this.
Well,
everyone.
He's got people around him saying, only you can solve this, Diddy. Was it you and your million?
And
your
he's
million
doing
mayors.
It not jokingly. Like, that's the part. Like,
I know. It's ugh.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, we're 3 weeks in on this. This Mia chick, you know, if you want to read about some of the stuff that gets, I really did feel like the fact that she mentioned menstrual blood how do you know, first of all, like it just looks like blood or was there someone who was like they're acting like, I just don't understand where that part came in and they didn't give a good explanation on that either.
Well, but you said broken glass too, so.
Right. That could also cause just regular
if you're Maddie,
blood.
You'd have walked right across that glass in the hotel room and you'd have cut your feet all up.
Yeah,
if
jumped, you're me, right, jumped into bed naked.
Your flip-flops would have protected you just fine.
You would have bled out in the bed.
Yeah.
You know what, Vinny? He's got you on this one.
Yeah, you got me. Yeah.
I got you. Mm. Good thing I packed my flip-flops.
In my face. In your face, Bob.
I don't like the in-your-face stuff. What's coming up in the news?
Birthday cake, trash bags, and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at
97.3.
Yeah, it's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for listening and happy Friday. Watch video clips from the Sarah and Vinny morning show on our YouTube channel. And subscribe while you're there. Just go to youtube.com/@RadioAlice973.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Zoo. Celebrate summer and support SF Zoo at Roar and Pour. An exciting new outdoor wine tasting event with a wild twist on Friday, June 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. For tickets, visit sfzoo.org. Here's what's happening. Hot today.
Hot.
This is what we've been waiting for, the mini heat wave we're going to get over the next couple days. Into the 90s in the East Bay, North Bay, and South Bay. You know who you are.
Yeah. It's going to be a heat wave. Sort of. It's like a small one, a warm-up heat wave. Get ready.
I actually like a warm-up heat wave because, you know, when we go straight to 100, it doesn't feel okay.
That's too hot.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah.
So this is a nice, you know.
Get you broken in for the summer.
Dip my toe in. The Knicks won last night. Pardon me. The Knicks won last night. Indiana's now up 3-2, and game 6 will be tomorrow night at 5 p.m. There's that.
Okay.
This is from the Merck News. I'm not going to read all the locations this person went, but you should look it up. If any of this sounds familiar, a person who tested positive for the measles after returning from out of the country may have exposed a lot of other people to the disease. They say they're not even saying which airport this person came through.
Oh.
But then they visited H Mart on Oakland Road in San Jose. Then they went to a Starbucks in Newark. Trader Joe's on Great Mall. Anyway, there's a whole list of places this person's been. It's awful to think that one person just scooting around about their day now all of a sudden might have just spread measles.
But if we're inoculated, are we okay?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Supposed to be.
A lot of people didn't. You're familiar. The people who are like, whoa, that's a trick of some kind. I don't know what the trick is.
I hope everyone's all right.
Do you remember that? I think it was Halloween 3 where they made these masks.
Yes.
And then the masks were all in position when they flipped on the TV and the broadcast went out through television and all of a sudden the masks took over the people through the television.
I don't remember that. But
isn't that the way that went?
Yeah, exactly. And the song was very catchy and I can't think of it.
They played a song that got them all tricked into doing.
I assume that's what the anti-vaccine people think. Like there's something being put into us and
right, then like little radio.
The trigger will be sent out and
we'll all become droids.
Must
eat brains.
Oh, here it is.
Bad things.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, this. Halloween 3.
And
the blinking pumpkin.
Look that up if you are prone to seizures. Like, it's flashing that thing at me.
But it's the mask. It triggers whatever's in the mask.
Is Halloween the Mike Myers ones? Or are they the
masks? But they tried to switch out of that and do this. And then they went back to Mike Myers later.
Oh.
Mike Myers wasn't in 3, was he?
I don't think he was.
This was a totally other, storyline. And then they went back to him.
That guy was great.
Yeah.
He was such a good murderer.
A couple in Michigan bought a lottery ticket for their anniversary.
Oh.
And won $2 million.
How exciting.
They're planning to buy a house and put money aside for their kids' college funds.
Oh, that's great. How old are they?
The wife says it was the best anniversary surprise ever.
Yeah.
And I imagine now forevermore, you're going to go buy a lottery ticket and you'll forevermore be disappointed. But, how could
you
not?
One of the times you hit for $2 million.
It looks like the woman is 44.
Oh.
They don't say the husband's age. I don't see it anyway.
But the fact they're thinking about college.
So they hit for $2 million. Nice.
Incredible.
Okay.
I'm ready.
Would you go?
No. Maybe.
Would you go to real life Jurassic Park?
Yes.
I know in the movie things don't go well.
I would definitely go because I'd be like, what could possibly go wrong?
For those of you that don't know this, and I imagine there's plenty that don't, Jurassic Park started as a book by Michael Crichton, and it's excellent.
It's so good.
So if you, whether you like or don't like the movies, doesn't even matter. This book that born it all was excellent. YouGov polled 5,000 Americans, and most of us don't think it would be worth the risk.
Huh.
Less than a third said, I will buy that ticket and be in line.
Great, so it won't be crowded.
Men were more likely to say yes, 35% versus 23% of women.
I bet if they asked 5-year-old boys, it would be 100% would go.
Dinosaurs? I love them.
Yep, my neighbor boy.
Oh, yeah.
Loved
it. Diego?
No, that's Mirko.
Oh, there's always one.
Yeah, Mirko, the next door neighbor boy, loved dinosaurs. And then, of course, because Isla liked to play with him and their little buddies, then Isla loved dinosaurs. And I'm like, I don't see it. No, I do love them. All right.
Would you like to hear some fast facts about dinosaurs?
No, thanks.
I know all the fast facts about them. Fast facts. Dinosaurs. They lived during the Jurassic period approximately 600 million years ago. Actually, don't know if any of that's
true. Yeah, I don't know either. I can't call you out on any of it.
Many, many years ago.
Tyrannosaurus Rex became birds.
That's right. And then, right, that happened.
Here's another YouGov poll for you.
I'm ready.
Do you believe in manifesting?
I do.
That thinking positively or visualizing something can help make it happen,
yes,
even without any other action?
No.
I agree with that part. That's the catch. That last part takes it away.
You're not just going to dream something up. You actually have to take steps toward making it so. But you've got to, like, it's a, to me, manifesting is like, I have a goal. I'm going to make that happen.
And you stay positive and you continue to, in the words of Anna, do the next right thing. Like,
keep doing that.
Yeah, you keep doing the next thing that's taking you forward to your hope, your hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Because otherwise it's not manifesting, it's just wishing.
Right. And I think that, you know, the idea that you could just sit there and go, I want to be a millionaire. That's ridiculous. That's not how that works.
Right.
But if you say, I want to be a morning DJ that someday makes $1 million, well, now you have, you can
now
do
I've
things.
Now I've got some goals. Let's take that one step at a time.
Right.
I'm going to make an audition tape.
Do the next right thing, whatever that is.
As they say in the church, faith without deeds is dead. So if you have, you know, you pray for something and you're not doing anything towards it.
Oh, that is really, God made that up.
I don't know if God made
that up.
God is
so good at making things up. I mean, the word of God. Wow.
Say it again.
Faith without deeds is death.
I am legion.
God really can turn a saying. He's almost as good as you.
Close, getting close, God. You know, back off, dude. You've been holding this hill down. Top of the
no, Sarah.
Don't get in my face.
Science!
From God to science. All right, what you got for me? Ow.
Did you just hurt yourself?
I did. Only a little, though. I tried to disguise it by making it sound like I was dancing.
What are you doing?
She just moved her, like, to dance and went, ow.
I'll be fine. Don't worry.
She's falling apart.
We still don't know why we can't tickle ourselves. Researchers in the Netherlands did a deep dive on it. I don't know.
You know, though, I can tickle myself. I can't touch the top of my mouth with my finger really lightly. I cannot do that.
Wait, what?
It tickles so bad when I do that. I'm very ticklish, but that's, then you'll go really, really light and tickle your hard palate.
The scientific term for aggressive tickling is gargalesis. Gargalesis.
Gargalesis. Really?
Is aggressive tickling.
Oh, you know, honestly, never gargalesize someone because that is, it's actually torture.
I will put you through a wall.
I am well aware. Can I try something on you?
No.
Come on.
Spaz right out.
I'm just going to try one little thing.
I'm going to lose my you-know-what on you.
Do it.
Put your arm out to me. I need this part of your arm to be there.
Okay, Sarah is grabbing his arm.
I'm not.
Okay.
Can you get in camera? Oh, I can't.
We don't need a camera for this.
Ready?
Yeah, you do.
Does this tickle?
Yes.
She's rubbing her fingers up his arm very lightly.
Stop it! Okay, it's not bad enough that I have to punch you, but it's bad. What about it?
Nothing, I'm just wondering if that tickles. I can't, nobody, I can do that to myself all day. No one can do that to me. I will lose my.
Oh,
ass.
You will lose it. Okay, there's things
like
that.
Or under my arms, or the
under
you know, the
my
sides,
arms,
so bad.
The ribs.
Yes. Oh my god.
The knees.
Knees won't bother me too much.
You don't even have to touch me if you do like the tickle stuff around me. I just
yeah. I know. Then your whole body like tenses up. It just turns you into like a corkscrew. Like
That's why if I even go for a massage, he's got to be a thug. It's got to be a dude, too. They've got to be like, they got to hurt me or just don't touch me, dude.
Did you? Oh.
Because I can't. I'm too ticklish. Right. It doesn't work. I can't have someone going.
It needs to be.
Oh. What do they call that? A Swedish massage? Forget it. No, thanks.
Oh, I thought the Swedish massage was the really deep tissue.
No. The deep tissue is called shiatsu.
Oh.
That's when they pressure point and they go, I'm going to put my thumb right
through your heart.
Yep. That's when I can stand it.
Mm. The top of the mouth, though. I can't. I actually feel like the Danish. Did you say it was Danish? Go really, really lightly.
Well, that did tickle. I still feel it.
Oh, it's unbelievable.
How do you even know that?
I just do. I just know it. Mm. I cannot touch the roof of my mouth without, like, even now, I can't get away from now. The feeling is stuck in my mouth.
Yeah, I've got it stuck in my. Well, yeah, you should never do that.
That's a weird
thing to do.
Yeah. I do it with my tongue sometimes just to torture
myself.
Your
tongue works?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Why are you doing that all the time?
Sometimes I do it.
That's
just know
terrible.
That it's okay.
It's not.
It's not okay.
It's not okay.
He's okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you stink...
Oh, how will I know?
A study found perfume, cologne, and scented lotions disrupt the natural cloud of chemicals that surround our body. It's called your human oxidation field. Almost like a natural force field of chemicals. They're not sure what the health effects of messing with it might be. Hmm. I don't know. I do know that there are certain people who can, they carry way too much on them, and it's a bummer.
Yes, I don't want to have, I don't want to be in a house that even has like air fresheners in it. I can't stand those smells. I just like put some soap on, you know, soap yourself. That's all you need. If you wash regularly, you're fine. And deodorant, you know, use that.
Yeah.
Didn't Bob say that she doesn't use any deodorant?
She doesn't need it.
Yeah.
She's awesome.
It's, and you said it was like 1 in 1,000 people, doesn't it?
Bob, let me ask you a question. How many showers a day do you take?
One, maybe.
Well, it's the weekend. I mean, who's going to shower? If I don't need.
I shower on the weekend, Sarah.
Well, you have no hair, dude.
What does that mean?
It means you just jump in the shower and you're done in 2 seconds.
I've had hair. I always showered.
Yeah, you obviously didn't care what your hair looked like because when you're a chick, you got to figure out what's going
because
on.
Because
that's you
gotta
put your
moisturizer
on. You can do all the other stuff that goes along with it. If I'm like, I don't stink, I'm fine.
If you're a dude and you're going to grow long hair, I just didn't want someone to be like, your hair's so pretty. So you really do got to let it kind of
bush out,
funk up.
There's nothing wrong with being pretty.
No, I don't like pretty hair. I didn't want pretty hair.
Well, you got
had
what you
pretty
wanted.
Hair.
Yeah. I know, it's
now
gone.
He doesn't have any.
Entirely.
When I met him, his hair was down to his nipples. Very long, thick, lush hair. And then when he came back for the job, after we were like, yes, we're going to do this, he had no hair. He had like the shortest hair. And it wasn't even like a nicely clean shaved head. It was like.
It was fine.
It was like rats had eaten all his hair.
No, that's not.
Like little tufted hair.
You're mixing up stories. You're mixing up stories as you always. Yes,
here we
you
go.
Are. You're absolutely getting it wrong.
Here we go.
Oh, it was hilarious. We were like, where's the guy that we hired though? I'm him. What? Who are you? We don't recognize you.
I delivered that first day though, didn't
we
I?
We hired Jesus. Oh,
day
yeah,
one.
You did.
I delivered.
You delivered me to divorce door.
You didn't get divorced. Mm. You went, oh, this is pretty good.
I didn't. I actually,
no, you
I
did.
Actually had a panic attack
no,
that first day.
Yeah, well, and then you got over it and realized, wow, that was pretty good radio. Mm. All right.
I've always hated you ever since then.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it was the beginning of the end. And 33 years later, I'm like, how do I get rid of this guy? I don't know.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's some of the stuff that you guys had to say. Wait a second. I heard Sarah say, faith without deeds is death way before this God guy you're talking about. I agree. I think God
it does sound
it
like
from,
something I, yeah. Yeah, he probably was listening to me, you know, the most.
That's right, Sarah. I get all of my quotes from you.
Well, I'm not surprised, sir. You know, enjoy your time in heaven.
Me bless you.
That was cute.
Please bless someplace war-torn, if you would. That'd be great.
Yeah, there's
Let's
a lot
the
of
children,
places to
Lord,
put the
if
energy.
If you could pay less attention to me.
650 says, good
children.
Morning. Tickling the roof of your mouth with your tongue can prevent you from sneezing.
Well.
Ingrid, Redwood City.
Thank you, Ingrid.
You don't know that?
Or, I don't know it. I guess it's probably too late for Deepak to be listening to us because I thought maybe he would know something about that being a head and neck doctor.
Let me see if
I surgeon.
Heard, have
head
I heard
neck
from
surgeon.
Him? Oh, I haven't. Mm. And he is back. He spends the whole ski season going back and forth.
One of his kids is on ski team,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So at some
maybe
point
he'll be our next Olympian.
Maybe.
Is it one kid that I met, like 14 or 15 years old?
I think so, yeah.
That was a cool kid.
He was great. Mm-hmm. Of course he was. Deepak's great.
Yeah.
You know what? You meet people once in a while. You meet someone and they're just like friendly and cool. And you make like a little bit of eye contact. You go, oh, we both got that joke. And then that's it. You're friends.
He's my friend that came to my wedding. And then after the wedding, every single person that I talked to went, your friend in the purple jacket was amazing.
That's
I had
the
best time with him. And I'm like,
him and Peter Cook. I was like, those are the guys. Oh, and your brother. Both of your brothers, actually.
Oh, those guys.
Yeah. Had a good time yucking it up with Jan.
They did do the best thing. If you can do this to someone at their wedding, you should do this. I woke up the next morning, you get up, you're all right. That's big night. It's done. And wow, that cost a lot of money, but okay. It's all good. And then I got my phone and I looked at the pictures and my brothers had stolen my phone
all
and
night,
gone around the whole party and posed with every person there with middle fingers up.
Oh, I love them.
So
like, I love them.
I'm going through my phone and I'm going, well, there's Shooty with Jan flipping me off. Oh, good. There's, and it was just, it was 40 pictures of my brothers with someone else flipping me off.
And it was great because they were the life of the party. They mm-hmm. were going around for everybody. It was just they, and we were all dragging around watching the next person getting their fingers up in the air. It was wicked fun.
Yeah, it's a good move.
It's a great move.
Consider that next time you go to.
If you're a best man or something, you got to do. You know, if you're the groom, you really won't have time for that.
510 says, Sydney Sweeney is not attractive. I don't get it at all.
Oh. A lot of people say that. There's a lot of that in the comments.
Well, one thing's for sure, she may not be attractive, but she does have gigantic boobies. And sometimes that's the thing. I mean, I think she's attractive, so I think you're crazy, but there's no question that I've absolutely seen like a picture of someone and gone, I didn't even look at their face. What happened? Oh, because there were the boobies and the cleavage.
Sometimes you can recognize someone just by having seen their boobies before.
I remember
so it's a good them. Skill. I remember you.
Guitar John needs to call in with sexy talk, says 707. He must be good. The way you're into it, he's got to be filthy, right?
He says filthy things, but...
It's your job?
I blow him out of the water.
Oh, it's your job. But do you make your own self hot when you're talking hot? Is that what you're doing?
Well, I'll ask him something and then he has to answer me and stuff, or I stop what I'm doing, you know, that kind of thing. Answer me.
Or you stop what you're doing.
Whatever. What am I doing? I don't know. Whatever it is. I make demands, Vinny.
No surprise there. Yikes.
Today's his day, too.
I'm with Vinny. I always wear shoes in the hotel showers.
That's so weird.
Okay.
707 says, I wear my flip-flops in the hotel room and the hotel room shower.
Well, sometimes people are very prone to athlete's foot, and so they just don't want it, and they wear their... flip-flops, wherever they go.
I'm with Vinny.
Perfectly normal.
When I go to a hotel or we rent a spot, I always cover the bed with my own big blanket and sleep on top of that. Mm-hmm. And of course, I bring our own pillows and towels, kitchen rags, etc.
Oh my God.
So do you strip the bed or do you put your stuff over it?
Depends.
Okay.
It depends. If they've got one of those janky 200-year-old...
Bedspreads.
Oh, yeah.
That goes to the floor before I've even done anything. I might still be holding my suitcase as that hits the floor.
Do you put gloves on to do all this stuff?
No, but I do wash. I'm not crazy, Sarah. No, I don't put gloves on.
It's not crazy.
Do you use the hotel soap? I mean, what if somebody else...
I try to bring my own soap, yeah. I bring my
own
soap.
Oh, my God.
You don't bring your own soap when you go to a... When we went to Cash Creek, did you bring your own soap?
No, I did not bring my own soap.
And they had nice,
soap, and they had the pump thing.
Yeah, but you counted on that being there. You'd never been. You didn't know what they'd have.
I've literally never been to a hotel where I didn't use their soap and their shampoo and conditioner, and their sometimes they'll have body wash, and the other times moisturizer. I'm like, yeah, give me it all, slather it all over myself.
Ooh, that's the experience. That's, you know, you got to take advantage of all the free stuff.
Why is an alarm going off?
Because Fun Delivered is about to release their stuff. FunDelivered.com, everyone. Ding, ding, shame. Why do we not make money off of that company? Lindsay, make money off of them. We're going to take a break. That was also... you better take a break now. Coming up next, very big Tay-Tay news. Very big. New Lord, Ozzy's old, and more.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.